Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Part two of a series of conversations we're having with our fabulous Open House human condition guru, Lynn Worsley. She's an author, again, about her new book, The Secret of Strong Adults. Lynn, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So last week, our pleasure always, last week we looked at the factors that make up the resilience donut, as you've called it, and how it's shaped. Probably worth giving us a quick refresh on the concept of the donut.
Okay. Now, the donut is two circles in the shape of a donut, inside circle and an external circle. And the inside circle shows us the things we have inside us that help us to be strong and help us to cope when things are really bad in our lives. And the outside of the circle is where we get all of the information and the interactions that help us to cope.
Yeah.
And so the donut's divided up into seven different factors in the outside circle. And those seven factors are, this is for the adult donut. The children's donut's a little bit different.
Yes.
But the adult donut has a partner factor, a skill factor, a family factor, education factor, peers or friendship factor, community and work factor.
Yeah.
And basically each of those, you can scale them to see which one is going to be stronger than the other and find out where your strengths are.
So you mentioned that we would go through what you've termed donut moments. Tell us what that is.
Okay. I had this great idea at one point that I thought, you know, one day everyone will be saying, you know, it's moments like these. Instead of saying minties, they'll be saying it'll be donut moments.
It's a donut moment, yeah.
But the donut moment, really, it's about where you find your areas of strength. So if you find that you've got three areas in your donut that are particularly strong, so it might be, say, you've got a skill that maybe you're really good at, you know, as a kid you'd say maybe you're good at skateboarding or playing a musical instrument or singing or something like that. That would be your strength. Or it might be that you have a really strong family. That would be a strength in your family. And if you're able to do your skill with your family, that would be two of those factors lining up. But when you get a third factor that lines up, that's what you call a donut moment.
Okay.
So if you have three things at once, so let's say you could sing or you could play a musical instrument and there were other people in your family that were playing a musical instrument, and let's say you played all together at a fete or at a community event, that would be the community factor. And so that would be a three together, and that's when you have a donut moment. Now, your donut moments are when you have almost like your brain is bombed with positive and intentional interactions, and that just gives you an enormous amount of strength and input and positivity that goes into your brain
for the rest of life.
For the rest of life, or rest of that week, or for
yes,
the rest of
I mean.
The journey. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, for adults, what's happened is that you've got a number of those sorts of memories and interactions throughout your life that you bank up. It's a bit like a bank. You put credit in.
Yes.
And they're the ones that come back later on and you think about those good times, and they will give you, a feelings of elation.
Yeah.
But for adults too, for us going through life in general, as we're having to cope with working and having to cope with our families and our changes and our relationships, if you have a donut moment regularly, it'll give you enough to cope with those. If you don't, you'll get depleted.
Will most people come across a donut moment every now and then, do you think?
No, not most people. I think the people that cope the best have donut moments going on in their ordinary everyday lives.
Okay.
For those people who don't cope the best are the people who don't have as many donut moments.
You say we need three of those strengths in the donut to make a moment. Why three? Why that number?
Well, there's a ratio called the Losada ratio, and I've talked about this before in previous weeks.
Yeah.
The Losada ratio says that you need to have a ratio of at least 3-1, but not more than 11-1, of positive versus negativity in your life. If you have more positive, or 3-1 in your life, you know, more than that, you'll have a forward motion. You'll be progressing through. If you have less than that, you tend to become fixed and rigid. if you have too many positive moments and not enough negative at all, you tend to become a bit flighty and not really know where you're going.
Okay.
So the Losada ratio basically says if you have three positive intentional relationships going on in your life in different contexts, you will have, it'll tip the balance in terms of your negative things that are going on in your life, and will actually give you a really big flood in your brain that actually enables you to actually move forward and to change your mind, and it creates what you call a cognitive dissonance as well. So it enables you to change your thinking into a more open and, an openness so you learn more, and yes, so you start becoming more creative.
Yeah. Do I have the power to create more donut moments, or is it just going to be the product of the circumstances around me? Have I got any or much say?
Well, it's interesting because I think now we're becoming more aware of it. Yes, we're starting to take a bit more control. And that's what the resilience donut is for. It's really sort of looking at what is this secret that people have that do quite well? What is it that they've got that other times that other people don't have?
Yes.
And when you look at it, they have the donut moments, but they may not realize that they've got them happening. They're sort of accidental, or they're everyday and ordinary magic sort of donut moments.
But if I've got two kind of nicely ticking along, I might think, I need to actually put some work into finding that third or strengthening that third?
Yes, I think I think most of the time we take it for granted.
Okay.
You know, things are going well and they're just going along, and then all of a sudden we lose a friend or we move house and we realise that we're actually more connected to that community than we thought. But the donut moments, if you actually take advantage of looking at what you've got and actually capitalise on that and find the strengths of what you've got, if you really want to become a stronger individual and cope with the society that we're dealing with now, what you can do is actually find your higher strengths and do more of them. I often say to people, try and find a donut moment each day. Try and find a donut moment each weekend where you link your three areas of strength and you put them together in such a way that each of those areas of strength are going to get stronger. Now, sometimes that is a good response to do when you're going through something that's difficult. Sometimes it seems ridiculous to be spending your time doing something that's nothing to do with the problem, but actually it may even give you a change in your mindset that helps you to see the problem in a very different way.
So I might be on the lookout for a piece of ordinary everyday magic, say on a weekend or just in my weekdays.
Yes, and that's one of the things about donut moments, is that they take advantage of everyday ordinary magic.
Okay.
And there's this wonderful lady who does research in resilience, and she said that resilience isn't something for the people who are special in this world. It's the ordinary everyday magic moments that occur in ordinary everyday people's lives. And so I think when you look at that, you might say, well, what is an ordinary everyday magic donut moment?
Well, it
was interesting. The other day I had a family that were coming to see me, and here they were in the waiting room playing a board game. And the comment was, oh, you never see the kids in their worst state because they're always on their best behaviour because we have so much fun in the waiting room. And so I just said, well, that's cool. So it's a donut moment. When you have a donut moment, everyone attends and there's so much positivity. And the donut moment was that the family were together, parents were together, so the parents had a partner and the family, and they were all playing a board game. They were playing a skill.
Yeah.
It was ordinary, everyday donut moment. You can have an ordinary, everyday donut moment by just washing up together in the evening.
Oh, really? I'm sure you can.
You could have an ordinary, everyday donut moment by cooking a cake together.
Yeah, sure.
Baking a grandma's favourite shortbread.
My wife and I have been recently doing a bit of gardening on Monday afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me hitting a wall after 4 hours sleep, mm-hmm, after open house and starting at Sky. And I thought last Monday, this is really good for the two of us to share that kind of thing. It's a really strengthening thing.
Yes. So that would be almost a donut moment.
Yeah.
So that would be the partner factor working together.
Yes. Yeah.
That would be a gardening or skill One more and together and you would have a donut moment. So if one of your children came along and helped you in the garden, that would be a donut moment.
I won't hold my breath for
Might
that
be a miracle too.
My friend, yes. But this is more than just the power of positive thinking.
Yes. Much more than the power of positive thinking.
Yeah.
Because really donut moments are about amplifying your positive strengths. So it's actually looking at where you've got your positive interactions and doing more with them. It's actually being quite strategic. It's not just thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to think positive. It's actually looking at where the strengths are. And sometimes if you actually look at the resilience donut strengths, you see that the strengths are actually tensions. So one of the strengths is family strengths, but that you may have a whole lot of tensions around your family,
yes.
But you're negotiating and navigating those strengths, and it becomes a strength in you because you've actually got through hurdles together. So you amplify that by doing more things with your family.
Yeah.
You create more like a flow-on effect as well. So once you start actually having a positive intentional time with your strengths, that you're the three areas of strength in your donut, it might actually mean that you have a flow-on effect to the areas that aren't so strong.
Okay. And one more story, perhaps, of a person with a donut moment that you've encountered?
Yes. And I think about some people that have had donut moments. I think about myself. For one, one of the best donut moments I had just recently was going surfing with my husband and my son. So there's the skill factor.
Sure. Yeah.
There's my husband in the surf and there's my son. And I didn't catch a wave, but I just sat there and thought, this is the best donut moment ever.
How nice, yeah.
But I also look at other people's donut moments and I think about people who are able to work in an area where they have a beautiful sense of purpose in their donut moments. And we just heard from Ken Duncan.
Yeah.
And that was a beautiful story. And hearing him talk about going out to the Pilbara and out to the Kimberleys with his dad,
yep.
With his camera, and with a wonderful mentor, long-term mentor in the community of the Aboriginal people that he was particularly connected to.
That's a great point.
Now, that's what I would call a community factor, a skill factor, and his parent or his family factor. And those three together were quite foundational for him. Now, he actually talks about taking time out,
yes.
And going spending time with God with his camera. Well, that itself actually has a flow-on effect because it actually builds his work and it builds his other skills as well and his relationships. So that's a good donut moment.
And we all love it too. And next week, donut moments to transition through life stages. I look forward to that. As always, Lynn Worsley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.